Bottom of the second hour of the High Tech Texan Show. Thanks for everybody tuning in and for everybody who's been stopping by Bearings here at 6102 Westheimer. We've been here for an hour and a half, just 30 minutes to go. The crowd is very social distancing. Everybody has masks. If you don't have a mask, we're giving away masks, the N95 mask. And it's so nice to see so many listeners to give you some Father's Day ideas. And here's another one for the next few minutes. The gift that keeps on giving for dads, legal advice. Hirsch & Westheimer, a long, long-running 100-plus-year-old law firm here in Houston. They have been giving us advice and tips for the past month or so. And we continue with Eric Lipper, who is one of the managing partners. And Eric was on the show a few weeks ago, and he's talking about an issue that's been popping up with COVID-19 about renters and landlords from the commercial basis. I mean, should they be paying their rent, or what happens if they forfeit? And there's another, it stemmed a number of different emails, and I'm going to continue with that. So with that, I welcome our friend Eric Lipper, who for the next, I'd say, 5 or 10 minutes, I am going to owe you rent.
I am doing great to see you, Mr. Landlord.
Well, Eric, we'll start with this by opening up the Garf mailbag, if that's okay. And this stems from a few weeks ago when you were on talking about renters and landlords. This one says, hey, my tenants are having a little too much fun. They're partying too hard. Is that a problem? Well, obviously, from my standpoint, well, if there's a lot of people, there shouldn't be more than 10 people in a gathering right now. Is that a problem?
Well, you know, Garf, you know that thing in your pocket, your keys?
Yep.
Put those in the door. That means you've got control, right?
That's true. It's a lock.
Well, you know, landlords, a lot of the issues are about control. And so what we're seeing is, what parts does the landlord control? You know, think about this. You go down to the Galleria, you walk inside one of the stores in the Galleria, you know, that's certainly, you know, Macy's department store, you know, that's Macy's spot. But how about when you're walking in the hallways? Well, that's what the landlord's in control over. So, you know, landlords have a real reason to want to stay in charge of what they're doing in their spaces. I mean, they're areas they're control over, they're common areas.
Well, from a non-legal standpoint, which is me, of course, since I do not have a legal degree, but I play a lawyer on the radio, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, I've signed leases for apartments and houses and things before, and so I understand everybody has their rights, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at it, could a landlord be actually held responsible for the virus?
Well, you know, my degree was in law, so I got to tell you, from the law perspective, there's some possibilities. I mean, remember, this virus stuff is pretty new. We're not sitting around here that I can go back to look at how did we handle the virus case from the 1918 pandemic and do much with it. I mean, today, you know, you see landlords get held responsible for things that, you know, maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't. I mean, think about this. If you have a property that's not in a great area of town and there's some kind of violence, you know, somebody gets held up or burglarized or something like that, you know, should the landlord be responsible for it? Maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, it really depends upon what did the landlord know and when did they know it. Doesn't that sound like Watergate?
Well, I know you're not a doctor, but you actually are a lawyer. I play one on the radio, but you really are. But if you look at it, you know, from the perspective of what you guys do at Hirsch & Westheimer, has anything specific come up just like that?
Well, you know, what I've seen in the last week is pretty interesting. I pay attention to what's going on at our courthouse here, and I won't mention their name, but it's a restaurant that you and I both like to eat at. Apparently got in a dispute with their landlord because the landlord said, we think you've got too many people coming into your restaurant.
Yeah, right.
And so the landlord and the tenant got in a fight. They went to the courthouse. And you remember when we talked last week, we talked about something called a temporary restraining order.
TRO, I sure do. Sure.
Sure. Well, the old tenant went and got a TRO against the landlord to stop the landlord from preventing them from fully using their space. Now, you know, just think about this. So this is the landlord's trying to force, maybe what the governor said, you know, that 50% limit. And the tenant said, don't do it. I want to be fully open. I can't make any money at 50%. And the tenant was able to get a TRO so they can be fully open.
A very interesting case. And, you know, as of yesterday, we've now gone to 75% of capacity in restaurants. But obviously, anecdotally, I've seen a number of cases gone up, obviously, through the media, whether you believe them or not. So these are issues that could be popping up continually. And these are some of the things that you handle at Hirsch and Westheimer.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that's really important now is we have the, you know, the benefit of the knowledge of this virus. I mean, there's a lot of ways that landlords and tenants can protect themselves from these issues. I mean, you can do about anything in a contract. So one of the things that you would think people want to get in their contracts now are like virus issues. I mean, I bet you we're going to see a groundswell of tenants coming to landlords and saying, hey, if I just can't operate because of a government order, I don't want to pay rent. And then by the same token, if I'm the landlord, I'm going to want some kind of promise from the tenant that if somebody gets sick and sues me, that you tenant are going to defend me because it was your customer that got sick. I didn't invite them here. And so lots of interesting things that are going to be in leases as we talk over the next few years.
And to that end, I don't think it's just going to be leases. Look at so many contracts. Look at Major League Baseball right now. We've got the owners versus the MLBPA. You know, they're saying, you know what, if it's an act of God, they still should be paid and they still can't come to terms. I think it's almost in every contract. I mean, the next time or if I ever do my own contract with iHeart or a different employer or what have you, you know, I may start adding in clauses, or they may too, when it comes to the word pandemic. I mean, we have act of God, but, you know, in our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever, you know, thought anything like this would happen. So we never use that terminology.
No, I think that's right. And I think when you look at like things like the back of your ticket, back in the old days when you got a ticket.
You're right.
You know, but I think when you start looking at the small print on things, you're going to see that word pandemic, health scare, virus, things like that in all sorts of contracts. But, you know, for landlords and tenants, I think we're really going to see it, because if there is any business that has really been impacted dramatically in Houston by this virus, it's the restaurant and food service industry.
100%. I agree. You know, you talk about restaurants. I mean, it's a crazy industry. God love them. I have so many friends who run restaurants, their general managers or what have you. I try to personally promote them as much as I can. It's certainly for the past 3 months, be it on my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, or here on the show. I want people to buy local. You know, listen, it's 75% capacity right now. If the cases of COVID start, you know, going up, yeah, it's going to shoot down to zero. We don't know where this thing is, we're going to stop, or where it's going to end. And on that note, I'll kind of leave you with a tease for next week. You know, I get a few questions about labor and employment today, which is a pretty specialized field. And this, I believe, again, is something that Hirsch Westheimer covers.
Yeah, you know, I really would like to, because I've been getting a lot of inquiries from people about labor issues and employment issues. And, you know, unfortunately, the world is rife with lots of labor and employment issues right now. I mean, people have lost their jobs because of this virus. And, you know, employers have had to do the unfortunate thing of letting people go because of this virus. And I mean, there are issues on all sides. So I have a lawyer here in my firm who is brilliant on labor and employment stuff. And so I want to invite Derek next week, because I've gotten several of these questions, to come talk about some labor and employment stuff.
I like that. That is the ultimate tease. We're 7 days away from the Derek and Eric Show, brought to you by Hirsch and Westheimer. For those of you who can't wait for 7 days, and you do have some issues, certainly when it comes to the litigation from the commercial side, you know, leaseur, landlords, there's a number of different issues. Eric, where can people reach out and contact you?
Well, the first way is the old way, which is call my phone, which is 713-220-9181. Of course, you can also reach us on the web at hirschwest.com, and I have to spell it because you'll never get it. It's hirschwest.com. That's hirschwest.com.
Hirschwest.com. Make sure you spell that correctly. You got the phone number. Eric, thank you very much. Eric Lepper, he is one of the managing partners at Hirsch & Westheimer, a long-standing law firm here in Houston, well over 100 years. And with that, we will take a break, our final break here of today's High Tech Texan Show. We are coming to you live from Bearings Hardware, 6102 Westheimer. You better hurry up and get here. Don't speed. Don't break any laws. We still have a few more gift cards and some N95 face masks for you guys to pick up. They'll be here to 4 o'clock for their big Father's Day fest. Come out, enjoy the show, have some snacks and samples. It's a great company, and we'll wind it all up here in the next few minutes here on 950 AM KPRC.